Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, this past weekend, the North Dakota Farm Bureau had their 77th annual meeting in Fargo. Before the meetings got underway, I got a chance to visit with Jeff Misling, the Executive VP of the NDFB and CEO. How are things organizationally?
We've had a really good year, Eric, and had the 8th highest membership total in the history of the organization, which is pretty phenomenal. 4th straight year of membership growth, so financially, we're the strongest position we've ever been since 1942 when NDFB was formed in the state here. So things are looking up that way.
Jeff, as you see it right now, what are some of the big issues that your organization is tackling?
Always a wide variety of issues. Of course, coming out off this crop year the way we did, immediate concerns among producers in the realm of crop insurance payouts, market facilitation payments, looking ahead to next spring to determine what they're going to plant next year, if they can plant next year. You know, it depends on what type of winter and spring we have. Some more long-term issues that we've talked through would include things like the livestock permitting process in our state, property taxation, water management is becoming huge, obviously, given the wet year we just came through. So drain tile, a lot of people planning to tile some ground if they can afford to, and so just a whole host of things.
I know one of the things that you're going to be visiting about is health insurance, which I think is a great thing for people outside the industry. Most farmers, you know, they're self-employed. They're a business, and so they've got to find their own insurance company, basically, unless they get a part of some network from somewhere. But talk about how you guys are handling that or what you're hoping to do.
We hear from our members all the time about escalating premiums they're paying to receive health insurance. So our state board actually took a look at this. Our staff is working through right now the formation of a group health insurance trust to try to lower some of those costs for our members out there. We're waiting on, right now, the Department of Labor has filed an appeal to a court case, and so we're waiting on that. Hopefully the first quarter of 2020 we'll have a resolution on that, and then we can hopefully move forward in providing some group health insurance plans to our members.
Talk about the year that was, and unfortunately we still have a lot of crops that are still out in the field, so it's hard to give a definite overall answer, but not everybody was flooded out this last year or froze in the ground.
Absolutely right. I mean, we had a mixed bag. It depends on where you were in the state. The northern tier counties up there actually got dry this summer, and then when fall hit, everybody got wet, and the southeast is wet all throughout. So it depends on who you talk to. Really a mixed year. But overall, you know, I've seen so many, literally hundreds of pictures of combines, tractors buried in mud. And so it's been the year of mud. And so those ruts, you know, and fields and stuff, some of this field work not getting done, it's creating a whole new set of challenges for our producers out there. And so, you know, we have to keep track of these people, make sure that they're if they have any concerns, they're talking to professionals. The mental health standpoint of things this year is coming back into play again. And so we just want to be here to allow our people to network and get things off their chest a little bit if they have to.
Talk about farmers' choices for next year, because I'm hearing a lot of farmers may be changing their mind about what they do next year compared to what they've done before.
Anytime you have a year like this and a fall like we just experienced where you weren't able to get out there and finish up your, not only some unharvested crops, but your field work, it's going to be a challenge that following spring. So undoubtedly, it's going to have a profound impact on next spring. And it's going to change the cropping decisions for, I'd say, most producers out there are going to look at the next spring so much differently than they normally would have.
Again, that was Jeff Misling from the NDFB. This is Inside Agriculture.